Boom. That's it. We're live.
We're on now.
Fuck yeah.
Joe Rogan, my man. Thanks so much for having me back.
Thanks for coming back.
There's a lot of people everywhere I this is the fucking Tonight Show, man. Where I go, man, heard you on Joe Rogan. Heard you on Joe Rogan. It's been the last year of my life, so I can stop fucking answering them when I'm going to be back. I'm back right now.
You are back right now.
Yeah. Feels weird. It feels like I was here like 2 days ago.
That's a problem. Maybe you were drinking too much on the road.
I definitely was drinking too much. I went to the last tour. I ended up I don't want to make it sound too bad. I ended up in the emergency room in the last tour with the IVs with the fucking fluids.
Really?
And shit. Yeah, I went a little too. I don't know. I don't. They said it was kind of just exhaustion and you know whatever and. Not, you know, the normal, I think they wouldn't, the people at the emergency room wouldn't believe me that I wasn't, you know, on hardcore drugs because they come in and I'm fucking out of it. And I, they're like, what, you know, where you been? I've been out on tour. And they're like, oh shit, we know what's up. And they of course did all my blood work and there was no shit in there. And then
nothing at all.
No, I think it was honestly kind of just. I mean, they did find some kind of like like a bug, you know, some kind of whatever, just bug that I had been on that probably was more of it than I thought. But I really do think it was just kind of nonstop every night rocking out and, you know, pushing it a little too hard.
So you really did wind up in the emergency room?
Yeah, yeah. It was, I mean, the official diagnosis was just exhaustion.
What were you worried about? Like, what did you think? You didn't think you could just go to sleep? Like, how does one go to the emergency room for being tired?
What happened was I was off the tour and I had a meeting with some managers and shit. And in the meeting, I fucking barfed. Like, in a nice building. We were in a nice building talking about shit. We're actually talking about the shit that Rick is over here doing. And with, like, guys in suits. And I fucking threw up on myself.
Whoa.
And they go, are you okay? And I go, I think I am. And then they hand me a banana to get some food in me. And I couldn't peel the banana. So then I drove myself to the emergency room.
You couldn't peel the banana.
I didn't have the strength to open a banana.
Really?
Yeah. But I do now. And then I drove myself to the emergency room, and they hooked me up to IVs, like put me on fluids and everything. Just to give you an example, when they finally said I was good to go, I went back out, and I couldn't fucking find my car. And I checked my parking ticket. I was like, where's this lot? And I called the guy in the lot. He's like, yeah, your car's in here. The windows are down and it's running. I just drove myself to the emergency room and fucking closed the doors and walked in the emergency room and said, help me.
Wow.
So, yeah. And I actually, you know who was, we talked about last time, a guy who was a big help to me then, I was just like, I reached out to Sturge. I was just like, you know, do you ever get like, just, because at the time I didn't know I had a bug. I thought it was just, you know, pure exhaustion, which again, doesn't that sound like, the old rock, you know, the rock star, yeah. Like heroin excuse, like he's exhausted, he has to cancel a tour. And I reached out to Sturgill, and he's just like, yeah, man, you got to, you know, take care of yourself out there. It's just, you know, it's mental, physical, everything fatiguing. You know, I think I need to figure out a way. It's funny, I don't forget who you were talking to a few weeks ago talking about, you're talking some serious shit about like suicide and stuff and about how exercise is such an important part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on a pretty like vigorous, you can't tell, but I've been running a ton, which you've been running too.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a doctor recently, and he was like, he was telling me about a study they did with like 200 depressed. He told me it was like a couple, maybe the 200 depressed people. And the study was half of them, they gave Prozac, the other half, they put on a strict like running regimen. He said there was no difference between the two. It's like they were both helped a ton. And the running, I don't want to give out, you know, medical information, but that's, you know.
Yeah, the woman I had on, Kelly Brogan, she's a psychiatrist. She said that it's more effective, that exercise is actually more effective than psych meds.
I'm wondering if that, just the fact that a doctor told me that makes me think that he was erring, you know, he still wants to sell the drugs. But I'm just wondering if, like, because I started, when I fucking run, I feel fucking great. I mean, I can't do it in cowboy boots and shit. But, you know, it's hard to do it, it's hard to wake, when you're on, I mean, you do the tours too. It's just hard to wake up before a show and just.
Yeah, it's very hard, but you got to do it. You got to do it like it's brushing your teeth. Like it's, you know, it's just something that is. If you give yourself the possibility that you won't. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited, exhausted? Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can give you the tools that you need to take care of yourself and recharge, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/JRE today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/JRE. This episode is brought to you by Hostage Tape. First of all, what a great name. This is a product that I use, and I started using long before it was an ad. Your sleep game is about to get a whole lot better, kids, because I want to introduce you to Hostage Tape. Put simply, it is tape for your mouth. But you're probably wondering why you should even need that. Well, if you're a mouth breather, if you snore a lot, or if you suffer from sleep apnea, this could make a big difference. This mouth tape can reduce or eliminate snoring and apnea, and at the same time, it'll help filter the air going to your lungs, increase your oxygen uptake, and improve circulation, which will make you feel more energized. It has tons of other benefits too, like it helps with bad breath, dry mouth, and of course, better sleep. For you and your partner, don't let bad sleep hold you hostage. Shut your fucking mouth with Hostage Tape. Buy it today and get a special buy two, get one free offer. That's a 90-day supply. Just visit HostageTape.com/Rogan. That's HostageTape.com/Rogan. Don't do it, then you won't do it.
Exactly. And I think in the back of my head, I'm like, well, this is a tour. This is a little vacation. A little break, and that's what I need it the most, so I got to start.
When you think about it as a tour, is that what you think about? I think about it as work.
I think about it as work, but I think about it as, like, that's my excuse for not...
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely more work than anything.
But... Yeah, the human brain seeks comfort, man. We like to fuck ourselves up by trying to take those little naps that you don't really need and blow things off that you really should do. It's a weird thing.
Well, shit, we just got back from New York City, and I fell asleep on the couch for, you know... I just slept for 12 hours.
Wow.
And I feel great now, but...
I bet it would help you with this touring. I bet if you, like, really got hardcore into shape and started eating right, I bet it would definitely help you with
totally,
this tour.
Oh, totally, yeah. Well, I'm not gonna... We got a tour lined up for, I think, mid-July, and I'm not going if I don't do... Like, if I don't get up and... If I don't make sure there's someone there making me do all that shit, I ain't gonna do the tour.
Dude, I've been looking at your tour online. I've been looking at some of the photos and videos from your shows. They're insane.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy, you know.
You're doing giant places.
I don't know about giant, but, you know, hoping that it gets bigger, but it's been fun. It's been a fucking blast, you know. One thing, I hate to change the subject, but it's just like... You know, I got the new record out here, pointing out, and
still making records.
Yeah, I think this one's better. But Jamie, what do you think?
That's not what I mean. I mean, like, actual physical copies.
Yeah, I know. It's the only thing I could bring. I can't, like, bring it. Like a link to Spotify. I should have just put it on a piece of fucking paper. Yeah.
It's almost like these are kind of silly now. It's
because, like, I gave it to one guy. He's like, you give it to somebody, like, their desktop. I mean, their laptop doesn't even have a CD player.
Mine
like,
doesn't.
Like, thanks for the CD. I'll throw it in the back of the car and load it up.
Well, you can listen to it in the car. Most cars still have a CD player now.
I bet they'll stop pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I used to have an Acura NSX and had a cassette player in it still.
Yeah, the cell phone holders, that's where they're putting the thing to hold them now. Instead of putting it in your air filter thing or where the AC comes out, to clip on that, there's like a little thing that spreads out and just fits in the CD slot.
Ah.
It's taking up space.
I don't know about you, but my new thing is everywhere I go, you know, I rent a car. I'll get to the airport and I'll rent a car.
Right.
And the first 20 minutes is me sitting in that fucking car trying to figure out the Bluetooth. And it's just like every fucking one. They make it so fucking impossible.
Yeah, look, I love Cadillacs, but goddamn, that Escalade infotainment system is a piece of shit. It's so bad. It's so hard to work. Apparently, they switched it now. They're going to do Apple CarPlay, which is infinitely better.
Yeah, my Uber driver had that the other day. I asked him. Finally, I had something to talk about with my Uber driver. He was explaining it to me. It looked like the whole interface was just on the...
Yeah, it's like a phone.
Yeah,
it's not the whole interface because, you know, you can't get most of your apps, but you get things like messages, podcasts, things along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, what I was kind of getting to before is, you know, we're talking about the crowds and shit, which was when I first put out these crazy records of mine, you know, the assumption was, you know, there's nowhere to go. Terrestrial radio won't play me.
Right.
I ain't doing foul and all that shit. But and I don't want to kiss your ass too much, you know that. But it was kind of finding this kind of like, this is all, everything's fucking equal now. It's like, that was kind of the big breakthrough for me was like, and I did a few weeks ago. Did Joey Coco Diaz, who's my new favorite fucking dude.
He's the best.
And
ever.
I'm now in the Rogan world. I did that and Bert Kreischer. It's like,
oh,
it's like doing the Tonight Show, then like Colbert. And I'm telling you these things, and I've got numbers to prove it. There is no mainstream media. It's like if you go through the back door and do all this shit, it's bigger than that fucking shit.
Well, mainstream media, if you know the actual numbers that they get. It's not even close. Like a good show on CNN, you know, might get a million and a half views. If we got 1.5 million downloads, we'd be pretty bummed out. At this point.
It's crazy because the week I came in here, I never even told you this. So that week I came in here, someone has access to these numbers. I don't have them, but they said I sold more albums from being on here than the artist that week did on SNL. So this is.
That makes sense. Like, what does SNL get? What kind of views does SNL get? On a good episode, we'll get 10 million downloads.
That's fucking crazy. I mean, also, too, you know, here, it's me talking to you on SNL. It's like, do they make it to the music? Probably not. They're just there to watch some funny fucking...
Well, not only that, they don't watch the whole thing, because SNL... I love SNL sometimes. SNL is one of those things, though. They fuck you, like, 70% of the time.
Yeah, I got really pissed about
8.7 million views with The Rock.
Yeah,
that's finale. A big one. So oh, the finale. Thing, yeah. Okay, so that's their big one of the year.
So their big one is smaller than yours.
Yeah,
a normal one.
Okay, Melissa McCarthy was 10 million.
Those are their
that's
top
even
two
bigger.
For the year.
Oh, the top two. Okay, yeah. So our top one for the year was Alex Jones, which was what 15 million. Yeah.
And then number two would be Neil, I think.
Then
Alex Jones got to put out a country record.
He should. He probably should. Reptilians and black helicopters and. He could do it, too. He's from Texas.
That shit would sell, yeah.
Oh, fuck, it would. If Alex Jones just went into country music, country New World Order music.
Reach out. I'll produce that shit.
You should go on a show. You should go on a show and just start talking crazy shit about Sturgill again.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, and this is not for lawyer reasons, but Sturgill Simpson is not affiliated with the CIA, nor is he a trained CIA assassin. I want to get that on the record. Last time, it's possible I may have mentioned that.
I think you did. I think you said he worked for James Comey, and he was...
Yeah, he has no affiliation with the CIA. He's doing some weird fucking gigs in Europe this year that look a little fishy to me, and I don't get it, but...
You think he might be over there doing some hits on the side?
Well, the lawyer part of me says no, but the sensible part of me says... He's doing some dates in Europe with John Prine. I think John Prine kind of, you know, talks to him, settles him down... And then Sturgill fucking takes
Who's
him
that
out.
Guy? Who's John Prine?
You know John Prine? Great fucking folk kind of country singer. He's great.
I'm just getting into the country world.
Yeah, he's.
Over the
I,
last,
would,
like,
I would almost call him
years.
Like more like folk. He's more in that kind of Isbell. Him and Sturgill share an office in Nashville.
Yeah, Isbell's in a weird category, right? He's kind of country, but he's also kind of folk.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
At this days we don't know. Nowadays, what the fuck is country? Who the fuck?
I don't know.
I complain about it all the time, but you know,
Jason Isbell is a bad motherfucker, though.
Oh, dude,
he's
good. And I heard a few songs from his new record. Sounds killer.
Yeah,
I think he's going to ruffle some feathers too because it sounds like a little political, which is a no-no in that world. You know, so it's a kind of a crazy day. Did you watch any of that shit this morning?
The Comey stuff?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
I watched some of it, but I felt like it was a waste. It's just like. Shit we knew before. It's just like politicians lie. Comey. It was like I felt like we knew all. I didn't see anything fucking new.
It seems like it's way too easy to fire him. Like you could just decide you don't like what he's doing and fire him. There didn't seem to be any like real clear definitive reason why he was fired.
Yeah, I mean, like the main news is like like I said, politicians lie, you know, newsflash. And the other one was like, you know, they kept making the point that like Trump is a different, is different than most presidents. We're like, he used to host a reality show. No shit. We knew that. Yeah. You know, it's like that was their big takeaway. It's like 2 hours of fucking, I just used the time to fucking tweet about my new record saying how I kept tweeting that James Comey was, it was all code for my new record that he wanted people to buy it.
I know. I saw some of your Instagram posts that had Comey endorsing your album.
Yeah, he's a big fan. He said he wanted to talk about it during the hearings because that's a big audience, but apparently...
They wouldn't let him?
Yeah, collusion between me and Comey would have fucked things up.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's funny because this guy... they say there's a chance, which looking less like... There's this guy, Luke Combs, who's like my arch nemesis, even though he's a good dude. He was up against me this week on the country charts because my album comes out... My new album came out this week, and I'm trying to beat him, and I said on Twitter that... Russians have colluded with Sony Records to like have him outsell me, and he kind of played along. So we'll see. I think they are. I mean, Nashville's definitely trying to keep me down. But
are they really? Are they fucking with you? Like, how are they receiving you now? Now that you've become a mainstream success, because I hear about you all the time, Donald Cowboy Cerrone. You know that he listens to your music before he goes out and fights.
Oh, Cowboy Cerrone reached out to me thanks to you. He called me up, and he was on the set of a movie with Michael Madsen and They go, I don't know how, it seems like last second, but they go, hey, Cowboy, you got a scene tomorrow where you sing karaoke with Michael Madsen. Any song you want to sing? And he's like, fucking Eating Pussy Kicking Ass. The producer's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, I want to sing Eating Pussy Kicking Ass. He's like, do you have the rights to this song? He's like, I'll have it in like 5 minutes. And he just fucking calls me. I call my people. He's like, now I'm in a movie with Cowboy Cerrone and Michael Madsen singing Eating Pussy Kicking Ass. And he said he was in the trailer, you know, like, you know, rehearsing with Michael Madsen, you know. Gets to the sucking dick park, and I think he was just like, what the fuck are we singing here, man? So, yeah, he's been awesome. And, kind of, like I said, too, I'm now in, like, your world, you know, doing, I was telling you before, I did Joey, Coco, Diaz, Bert Kreischer, like, all these dudes. It's like, it's cool because I went into this second album. I was like, I got to make my fucking money back, you know. It wasn't about the money. I'm just saying it's like, what am I gonna? It's gonna be the same shit again. But like knowing I have these other places to go now is so fucking great.
Yeah, well, there's a transition happening, and I think for the longest time they always felt like the whole idea of mainstream media, like that was just going to be locked up. That was going to be the case forever.
It's done.
CBS, NBC, the cable news networks—they were going to be there forever. That's not really the case anymore.
And like I said, I've got the numbers to prove it. But you know, Everyone was telling me, you know, you can't get on fucking Good Morning America. You can't be on fucking terrestrial radio. And I just kind of lucked into finding this, and you guys been being supportive and shit. It's just like, these things are, it's all, I think I saw Mark Maron, some guy was tweeting to him, like, how your podcast, fucking It Ain't the Tonight Show or something. And he said something back to the guy, you know, it's just all media now. And that's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah.
It's all fucking even.
Right.
I mean, you guys are probably bigger than main, you know, what they quote unquote mainstream media. But it's all part of the same fucking thing. Like,
bigger and what's more popular is all kind of silly. But exactly. The one thing that's different is that if you go to mainstream media, if you go to television shows, for the most part, you're not going to get 100% dedicated audience. You get people who are just flipping through the channels. So some people might fall upon it because they were looking for it, but a whole lot of people are just going to be flipping channels. Like, what's on? Let's
exactly.
Check it out.
And the people who listen to you, like, that's why the first podcast, you know, I don't want this whole podcast to be a review of the last one, although I wouldn't mind because I had a blast. But the whole, when they tune into you, they're like, it's your buddy. If you say buy the new Wheeler Walker Jr. record, they fucking buy it.
Buy the new Wheeler Walker Jr. record.
There.
I said it. They're going to buy it now.
Can you, It's called Old Wheeler. By the way, I just found out something. Either of you guys know about this? I became a hit yesterday on something I never heard of, on Black Twitter.
You became a hit on Black Twitter?
You know Black Twitter? I didn't know what it was.
Jamie's a big fan of Black Twitter.
So
he alerted me to Black Twitter. I wasn't even aware
until weird.
About a year ago.
I didn't know, but the more black people I can bring to country music, the happier I'm going to fucking be.
Darius Rucker's not bringing in a ton?
No, no.
Just white girls, right?
That's all white people, yeah.
Is it mostly white girls, too, right?
Probably, yeah. But no, I'm the king of black country, and I'll say that loud and proud.
Really?
Yeah, so they took a clip from a Fuck You Bitch from the first record, and one of the big black Twitter guys put a clip of it, and it just, at the top, it's like, I didn't know country music went this hard. And so then it like got millions and millions of views, and all of a sudden my, because now my, the new album, Old Wheeler, by now, is out, and the first one's going back up the fucking charts too because of Black Twitter. So we got white people buying the new one and black people buying the old one.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, who's this guy? If you know Black Twitter, you know Daquan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Daquan.
You know Daquan. Who
yeah, it's
is this
a really
Daquan?
Big Instagram account. I'll pull it up for you.
And who is this fella? Is
it's
he?
It's not a fella. It's a group of people like the Fuck Jerry account or
oh,
a couple of
I have
really?
No idea. Yeah. But and then
so they're like a business?
Definitely.
And then Erykah Badu fucking tweeted about it and
who's
shit.
Who's that?
She's a big, she's a singer.
Yeah, she's like the biggest singer in the
90s.
R&B
singer.
Yeah.
The biggest singer in the 90s?
No. A big singer in the 90s.
Oh.
She's a song, like, what? Tyrone. Better
Tyrone. The
Better.
Song Tyrone. I feel like I'm calling in from another planet. I have
it's
no
the,
idea
it's
what
this is. The fucking Black show today. It's
yeah, the, Black Twitter is fascinating to me. I thought it was like a hashtag, but it's not even. It's, Daquan.
9 million followers.
Wow.
Yeah, go down. You'll see it down there somewhere.
I mean, they post a lot. There it is.
Right there.
There it is on the right, yeah. I never heard of a country diss track till now.
Fuck you, bitch. You broke my heart. Fuck your 2,700,000 views.
And that was in a few hours. After being on the road for a fucking year, I should have just talked to Daquan.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many of those guys that have YouTube accounts now, too, that they'll put up a video just talking about something that just happened in the news, and they'll get 7 million views.
You know what's crazy? You say that because I am one of the guys I work with call me up. They go, who's Jehovah? I go, I don't know. And they go, somebody on your video keeps talking about Jehovah. And so, I look it up. There's a guy playing, he just fucking plays video games in his parents' basement. And while he was playing the video, and you know, millions of people watch, while he's playing the fucking video games, he was singing my songs just along to it. And like the album started selling, like went back up the charts. And it's like, that's the world we live in now, as a dude
yeah.
in his mom's basement singing. Sorry if you don't live in your mom's basement, Jehovah. But
he probably doesn't. He's probably making millions of dollars playing video games.
Yeah,
that's what's crazy.
And then he calls me and then he tweets me. He goes, I always thought about doing a podcast. He goes, you mind if I just Skype in and just do one, just try it out with you? And I'm like, that's where other, you know, artists would just be like, fuck that. I go, I'm home. Just, yeah, let's do
right.
it. So I went on his, he posted an interview with me on his YouTube page, and it just, I don't know that it was huge, but it was just like, why say no? Just like,
yeah,
it's like you said, it's all fucking even now.
Yeah, it might not even be even. Guys like that PewDiePie guy, I don't know how much he's dropped off since the Nazi controversy, but that guy was... He has millions and millions of downloads for every single thing he does. Like, he might be above mainstream media. Like, I think that's one of the reasons why he felt like they were going after him. Like, the Wall Street Journal went after him. Was it the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal? Wall Street Journal?
I think it was both of them eventually.
They went after him, and they kind of made it seem like he was a Nazi sympathizer. He was making a few inappropriate jokes, apparently.
What'd he say?
He just joked around and did like a Sieg Heil salute or something like that, but he was apparently making fun of people that were Nazis, making fun of the idea of being Nazis.
That's crazy.
That's
yeah.
been all been distorted
yeah,
and twisted.
I agree with you. I mean, like, I was like this new record, I feel like there's people out there
they're going to go after you?
That are coming after me and trying
Good.
To make sure I don't chart high, which, by the way, I'm banned from all the chains.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Best Buy?
Best Buy, Walmart.
Walmart. Who fucking buys this stuff anymore
exactly,
on
the,
there?
Exactly, but the weird thing is country music fans do, and that
do
fucking
they?
Pissed me off, yeah. And there was this other site, Pledge Music, where you can pre-order albums. I was the first album they ever dropped.
So they're buying CDs still. Is that like one of the few... Like genres that still buy
First,
CDs?
Well, a few genres that buy CDs. So I can't compete with, you know, on the charts as well because they're making sure I don't go. And I think, honestly, it's not just the language that's bothering me. It's the fact that I'm doing it outside this. It's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like you can't go on Rogan and Joey Diaz and, you know, like we have a way that we do it. We do it on the radio. We go on fucking Tonight Show. Like you're messing up. Like it's all these guys in suits walking down Music Row in Nashville. Like, don't tell anyone that nobody needs us or you're going to fuck up our fucking jobs.
Yeah. Well, I think also they don't like that you're opening up the door for people doing pretty much anything in country music now with the crazy fucking lyrics and the fact that it's been so successful. And you got people, you got a whole goddamn theater filled with thousands of people singing along to Eating Pussy and Kicking Ass.
My favorite, my favorite one is when I go out and tour and I see a sea of just like, bros, right, backwards baseball hats, and all singing along, "Which one of you queers is going to suck my dick?" And they're singing every fucking word. And for all I know, I was going to call it the Make America Gay Tour, just because I think they're all going home. Because they listen to everything, I think they're just going home and blowing each other.
Do you think that you have that kind of power with a really good song to get a guy to go homo?
I mean, if anyone can, it's me, because my songs are that fucking good. But I mean, but there's no way these dudes have ever in their life screamed, "Which one of you queers is going to suck my dick?"
Yeah, I would imagine.
In a fucking open fucking area. So,
yeah, but along with a bunch of other people doing it. That's the thing. Gives them freedom.
Yeah, I think it's weird. Yeah, it's probably weird for their wives when they go. Like, what'd
if
you
they
tonight?
Have a wife.
Yeah, what'd you do tonight? We went out with 800 dudes and screamed about blowing each other.
She'd go, did you actually blow each other? Like, girls will find a loophole. Like, no, we didn't actually do it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some of the women back with this.
Do you think you lost a lot of them with "Fuck You, Bitch"?
No, the women. That's the women's favorite song because they
could sing it too.
They see it like from
a victory perspective.
Both ways. Yeah, that they had that much. Like, for example, the woman who made me write "Fuck You, Bitch" had that much power over me to make me write that.
Does she
song.
Know who she is?
I think she does now, unfortunately. But
do you think she laughs?
No, I think she's honestly upset. And that's happened a couple times. I've been on some this podcast I fucking love called, I think you've talked about before too, the Guys We Fucked podcast.
Yeah.
Which is basically women talking about women talking about dudes the way that guys talk about women,
right?
And I fucking love it, and it's the way women talk about men when we're not around. So it's like an eye opener for dudes. But for some reason, there's been no one's really done that before. And I was in New York doing press, and they'd reached out before. They wanted to use one of my songs. And I was like, while I'm out there, I was like, can I stop by? And of course, I just start telling a bunch of fucking stories, and then my phone starts blowing up. Like, don't fucking talk that shit. And I got in a lot of trouble for that one because you can't really go telling those kind of stories on. Because my thing was, I didn't know that the podcast was that fucking popular.
Yeah, they're very popular.
So a lot
they're
of,
a good example of what I use is, like, people always try to say that, oh, you can't start a new podcast and have it be successful today. I'm like, that's not true. Those girls started that podcast just a couple of years ago. It's fucking gigantic.
Yeah, I got a lot of fucking people talking. I mean, I lost some pussy over it, but I got in a lot of trouble.
That's sad.
Well, don't forget, I got a podcast too. Yeah.
When did you start doing that?
Like a month ago. What's weird is it was the number one music podcast for like a month. And I'll even admit, like, the problem with doing a podcast now, and I kind of want your notes on this, but the problem is with someone like me who sells records is I don't get the months of testing and, it's like they hear it from everyone listens to the first, there's no way, I can't experiment as much, and I can't,
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, like that's the case with us, too. Our first ones are terrible.
Well, I'm saying, but that was...
to them.
But it was at least before it got huge.
Yeah, for sure. But they're still available. Like, if people go, I'm going to start from the beginning, they might get to episode 3 and go, fuck this dude.
Yeah, I mean, in the early days, you were doing just, like, straight to video, right, with, like, video effects and shit like that.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, we had snowflakes in the background, and we'd do it right to a webcam.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's been fun. It's a cool way to just talk directly, to your people. But it's not my natural. What happens is, and you talked a good example about it the other day, which is you just have conversations. Like, I've been doing them all over the phone because all the musicians I want to talk to are on the road. And when you do it over the phone, it becomes like an interview. And I don't want an interview. I just want to talk to my friends.
Over the phone and over Skype, they're both weird. I mean, it's better than nothing. Some people do it well. Like, Sam Harris does a good podcast over Skype. But I think that it's just you lose something. You want to be in the room with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, Bert was the one who told me that and said, like, don't do it over the fucking phone. And then I did one in person with a singer I really like, and it was so much fucking better. We were just hanging out. That's what I like to listen to when I listen to podcasts, is buddies hanging out,
So when you started touring from your last album, and it was this just out of the gate, surprise, smash hit, took the whole country music industry by storm. What was that like? Did it feel surreal? Because it seemed surreal on the outside.
Yeah, what felt surreal was because of my... That's why this one's so much different, is like... And I kind of hate it that there's expectations, because what I left the studio on the first album with the... I just paid cash for it, I think I told you. I didn't have a label. I didn't have any way to release it. And I was just like, this is a great fucking record, but it's a bummer no one's going to hear it. And then I finally started getting it out there. And so then I really thought it was going to just be like a cult record. And like I was going to run into some dude 10 years from now down the street, go, you know, I dig the record. But then when he's, you know, the guys who do the tours for me were calling up like, you're not going to fucking believe this, man. We sold out, you know, L.A., like the whole West. What's weird for me is because it's so country to me. It's like we did a West Coast tour. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing a West Coast tour for? It's like the whole West Coast sold out. It's like, well, how the fuck did I sell tickets in Seattle and Portland? That makes no fucking sense to me. Like, do they even know what country music is there? I think it's almost like they're looking at me like in a glass cage, like look at the redneck in his like natural habitat kind of thing.
You think so? I think they're just having fun, man.
Well, I think they're having fun. I think it's that too. I think they're also, there are a lot of people out there who do love country music, and if you love it, there's not much of it left anyway, not to mention not much that probably goes to Seattle or Portland.
Isn't there seemingly some sort of a resurgence, though, in like really good country music? Seems like there is.
Seems like there is a little bit, you know, there's Sturgill, Isbell, you know, the guys who still aren't.
Chris Stapleton.
Stapleton, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel it too, but then again, you know, there was an award show on, there's like a country music award show on like every fucking week now.
Are there really?
Well, there's a lot. There was one last night, like for the CMT awards. Like, how do they even have? Don't they just show fucking redneck reality shows? What would the CMT?
But is CMT still country music television? Because I think they're like changing or something, right? Aren't they changing like their name?
I think they're. Yeah, they reached out to me about something, and I said I told them I wanted to host the Top 20 Countdown. I got a hard pass on that. I think they're like, you know, would you make fun of the artists? I'm like, if they're shitty, yeah. And it's like, all right, see you fucking later. Yeah, I feel like real country's coming back, but I also feel like the shitty stuff is getting bigger. Like they're going at the same. Like it's not that pop bro country shit, which I talked a lot about last time. I
mean,
like
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. Well, there's a new song by this guy Chris Jansen called "Fix a Drink" that just came out. Because now I'm looking at everything that's coming out the same week as mine. The song "Fix a Drink" was the worst fucking thing I've ever fucking heard in my fucking life. It's this white guy just kind of rapping about like Fox News, and then he sings about "I can't fix the world, but I can fix you a drink." I'm like, "Jesus fucking Christ!" I mean,
it's doing well.
It's doing better than me.
There's a lot of mutants out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of. I mean, who the fuck would? I mean, even if you're not an expert music fan, who would want to listen to a song about a dude fixing a fucking drink?
A dude who wants to fix a drink. Dude with limited use of his brain.
Exactly. It's just like that's like his main. That's like his main.
But to think about it, we know there's a lot of fucking idiots, right? Think about how many people are just dull-minded folks. And then think about how few people are talking directly to them. And then finally someone comes along that does. They're like, finally.
Finally, yeah, finally.
Finally.
Enough about, you know, life and, you know, enough Sturgill, you know, about life and, like, what it's about. Finally, someone, something I can relate to. Just how much whiskey, how much sour, you know, that's what I want to fucking hear about.
Some people just want life simpled down. And isn't that sort of always been the knock on country music in the beginning? Is that country music, what it does, it sort of reinforces these stereotypes of this simplified world that doesn't really exist.
That, they tried to get me on that shit before. I was just
Did
like...
Did they? Like, how
yeah,
so?
I think they were just like, you know, you're like doing like a... You're like mocking redneck, you know, using a mocking redneck shit and all the crazy shit, you know, like fucking your cat and like, you know, killing your dog and all that shit. But I didn't think they got that. I was just kind of making fun of my buddies back, you know, like
right.
What the cliche of being a redneck was. You know, and I still see it. It's weird because we were talking about the political shit, like in SNL. There was a sketch on SNL near the end of the season. I don't know if you saw it, but it was Alec Baldwin doing Trump, and he was in a small town called Union, Kentucky, is what they said, which is actually not far from me. And the whole idea of the sketch was that which I've been hearing a lot with these Southern people who were so dumb that they voted against Trump against their own interest, which I'm so sick of that fucking narrative, you know?
Against their own interest? How can they say that?
Well, they're just saying that, like, there's been a lot of shit in the press about how, you know, these old quote-unquote Southerners and rednecks voted for Trump, but it's like, they're the ones who are going to lose their health. Aren't you been hearing that a lot? I don't know. Maybe it's just from my point of view, but I found it very condescending to Kentuckians. Just, you know, I don't like the sketches. It seems like, you know, like the 40s, you know, like some character, hey, Mr. Trump, I got to, you know, like that kind of shit, you know?
I think that people are nervous because the same thing that you're saying when you're talking about how there's no mainstream media anymore and there's just media. When a guy like Donald Trump gets in office, it's changed what being a politician is, because now it seems like anybody could be a politician. Now we had a reality star that became the president of the United States. What is this? There's no real president then.
Yeah, there's
just a guy.
We have no control. Like, we can't. There's nothing we can control anymore.
We can't stop non-politicians from being president anymore. And it seems like they were able to do that for the longest time. Obviously, there's a lot of other factors. He's very rich. He's very famous. He handled a bunch of politicians for many, many years and paid them off and understood from behind the scenes.
Is that going to be the next 20 presidents? Are they all going to?
Yeah, like President Kanye coming up.
Mark Cuban is the one they're talking about.
He's a good one.
He's rich. He's
nice
known.
Guy. Smart.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
He'd be superior. It's entirely possible he might do it. Yeah.
I mean, that's the one I keep hearing. But yeah, it could just be from now on you just buy the presidency.
Well, it could be. I mean, until we figure out that's a dumb idea, that being a president is a dumb idea. It's a dumb idea to have one person running shit. Just the fact that Trump has the ability to fire that Comey guy is ridiculous. That he could just say,
yeah,
I don't like what you're doing. You're fired. Like, doesn't he have to have some, like, rocks? Like, if you get fired from Walmart, they have to have a reason. Like, you can get fired from the fucking head of the FBI, and you just... He doesn't like the fact that you're not willing to drop an investigation. That seems insane.
Yeah, the whole thing is just fucking, like, I mean, there's nothing more you can say other than that this guy hosted a reality show and now he's president. And I think that's another thing that fucking scares people about old Wheeler Walker Jr. is, you know, country stars aren't allowed to fucking talk about that shit. You know, you can't talk politics. You gotta fucking...
Right, remember when the Dixie Chicks talked about George Bush?
They still
Bush?
Can't go back. Yeah, they're done.
What happened with that? They were essentially blackballed from country music for years.
For saying that they were against the war, which, by the way, which Trump basically got elected saying, you know, he kept saying he was against that war, too.
Yeah.
So they like, you know.
Well, I think they said that he's an embarrassment, that they're embarrassed that George Bush is their president.
I think it had more to do with they said it at a club in England, so doing it out of the country. It's like you can't leave the country and talk shit about America while you're
but
not.
But if that was pop music, that would be super standard. Like, no big deal.
Oh, yeah, that's
all.
The weird thing. I mean, like, you know, we grew up on, like, Dylan and, you know, Beatles and whatever. Hendrick, people, all they did was talk about that shit. You know?
Right.
Neil Young, it's like he has whole albums just, you know, fuck this politician, fuck this guy. And you just can't do it in country. I don't know why that is. You know?
Well, it's the same thing we're talking about, that simplified narrative, that these stereotypes of this world where, you know, you go to bed and you get up in the morning, the birds chirping and you work hard all day and, you know, and everybody loves God. And it's just this simple version of the world that's boiled down to, like, there's things that are allowed inside this simple version of the world. And there's things that are expected, and then there's things that are just not discussed. And you don't discuss sucking dick and kicking ass.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to keep that to yourself, about sucking dick and kicking ass.
You're not supposed to in any way mock the president.
Well,
either.
That's the other thing, too, is, you know, my first single, Pussy King.
That's your new...
Then the first song, is I put that out, and everyone got so pissed, you know, you can't be... I said in the interviews, I'm like, I heard worse talk about this on Meet the Fucking Press. You know, they show...
All that grab the pussy talk.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not grabbing the pussy. I'm just talking about how I'm going to stick my dick in it with consent, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I used the word consent in the song.
But I think even grabbing by the pussy was implied consent, because he was saying they let you. They let you grab him by the pussy.
That whole thing was so fucking weird, because it's like, I hate to still be talking about it, but it's like... I don't know, I just found it funny. Like, it didn't change my opinion of the guy at all. Just
well,
like,
you knew he was a scumbag. I mean, you knew in whatever ways. That's just who he is.
I think part of it, too, is, I don't know about you guys, but, like, I'd never heard that phrase before, grab him by the... You know, it's like...
No, yeah.
It's not something I'd heard, so it was new. Here, I have a question for you guys. What do you think? Here's a theory I have, which
okay.
is... Do you think someone in the Trump organization, I've been wondering this for like a year now, secretly after that happened, because he's smart, no doubt he's a smart businessman, copyrighted that phrase? Because you know, for spring break from now on, there's going to be grabbing by the pussy shirts.
Maybe for a little while you could sell it, but I think that's kind of died off. Those things have like a short shelf life. Like those fidget spinners. Anybody making those fidget spinners? Sell as many as you can now. Because a year from now, no one's going to have fidget spinner.
Is that part of Black Twitter?
No. It's kids. They have these little things and they spin them. And they hold them up on their finger and they spin around in circles.
And people are
real weird. People buy them like crazy. Yeah, I was looking at them the other day. I was like, how the fuck did this become a popular item? But it won't be for very long.
You know what? It's now you say it. Yeah, now I've seen those online, just these things spinning around.
Yeah, they're nothing.
Is that how dumb we've become? You just like watching shit spin around?
Yep. Well, there's another thing to do in this anti-stress device that you hold on to, and it's got like switches on it and buttons that don't do anything. You just hit switches and press buttons. And supposedly, like, if you hold on to this thing while you're stressed out and start hitting switches and pressing buttons, you feel better.
Yeah, I'm sure that works like a fucking charm. Yeah. I think I go back to, let's just run instead. Oh, by the way, we haven't even mentioned, but I think, Rick, you're cut. I'm so fucking big now, they're doing a fucking TV special
on me.
Yeah,
we have a guy here from Showtime.
Who's
doing
shooting
a Showtime
us.
Special on
they're you. Doing a, they're recording my life and work, and you can and I talk, you know, it's weird for me to gonna that they're making a TV special about me, but they're letting me do it uncensored and all, you know, telling the real story, and I was like, fuck it, just shoot it. All right, man. But they follow me around like that, and I'll do an interview in 5 minutes, and I'll just go get the fuck out of here.
Wow. So how's he with that? Does he bring it up afterwards and go, hey, man, the way you told me to fuck off was
no, that dude's
harsh.
That guy's really cool because the guy's doing it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say his name. He's part of the Jackass crew, so he's literally the show Jackass. So like the fact that there's no fucking goat jizz and shit, I'm sure he's just happy.
Yeah, know? He's excited there's no explosions.
And also, don't forget he's working, so anytime someone says fuck off, he's off the clock. So,
oh, there you go. That's right. So he gets to relax.
Yeah.
So this Showtime thing, is it, are they doing a Showtime special? Like, you're going to play your music on?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much music's going to be. They've been following me around forever, and they're going to do, like, I don't know what the title will be, because, like I said, this is literally the first time I've ever mentioned it on any sort of...
Jesus, it's a scoop.
Yeah, it's... Do you got that Rogan exclusive button you can press?
Yeah, wish we had one. Dun, dun, dun.
And they've been following me around for years, and not years, but for a couple years now. And we got old. Obviously, we got footage from the old days, so they're going to tell my whole life story. And we'll get some songs in there, and, you know. I was just psyched to be able to hopefully fucking tell it my way and not sick of all these fucking...
lies and rumors.
Lies and rumors. Yeah, I mean, it was weird, too, because that was another thing, too, about Comey today, which is Comey admitted, he's like, they kept bringing up these New York Times articles. He's like, no, that's not true. You know, almost like backing up Trump. You know, he's saying, like, you know, these stories, if the head of the FBI under oath is saying that these stories, he said, he goes, how much of it's true? He's like, none. The head of the FBI is saying that a New York Times article is completely untrue. I got to believe him, you know.
Yeah, there's definitely people that are printing things they hope are true with a limited amount of references that can verify it.
Yeah, it's like, and there's also, too, there's stories that will sell newspapers. You know?
It's not just that. It's also the bias of the people that are writing the stories who are heavily left-wing. You're really freaking me out with that bottle. You keep opening it and closing it.
Yeah, this is still from the airport.
Are you tweaking?
No, I'm from...
Seems like you got something going on with that opening and closing that bottle. It's like...
I'm going to stop now.
A fidget thing, like one of them fidget spinners.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Wheeler water bottles to get the stress relievers.
Wheeler Walker water bottles. What were we just talking about? Stress.
You were talking about New York Times something.
Oh, the bias of the people who are writing it. They want to get at Trump. So if they have any sort of an article that even might be true, they kind of think might be true. It seems like it would be exciting if it was true. Just run with it.
I thought that was interesting what Comey said, actually, which is like, because it's highly classified information, he's not allowed to go out there and say it's not true.
Right.
Because that would, you know.
Sure.
Would put them in a weird place of, then you know what top secret information isn't true. So he has to keep quiet about it. So
when he's doing these interviews, and they're rather, when he's under investigation, there's given these statements, how do they justify it then? How does he say it's not true? Because isn't that still top secret?
Well, this is, you know, he's under oath and they're asking him, I guess, is just the only reason. But there are some questions where he said, I'm not allowed to, you know, I can't say that in an open hearing.
Yeah, that's what I figured was one of the reasons why Trump could fire him, because he wouldn't be able to talk about the investigation until they hired a special prosecutor and all the stuff that you're seeing now. I would assume that, you know, people are like, oh, Comey's going to talk. I'm like, well, he can't really talk. That's one of the reasons why Trump can fire him, because that guy's under oath. And, you know, rather, all the stuff that he's talking about
is top
secret.
What's he allowed to talk about now that he's gone? Is it the same rules?
No, it's top secret. Everything's top secret. Yeah. I bet he's not allowed to talk about his job at all. I bet they could fire him. Not fire him, rather. I bet they could arrest him. If he,
because he admitted today that he admitted that he leaked some stuff.
Yeah, but he leaked stuff that was unclassified. He just leaked his memos. They weren't classified, and people were freaking out about it. Like, no, he did it because it was real simple. He didn't want to be the one who was making the statement. And the way he described that, he had a funny description. He said it would be like feeding seagulls at the beach. They would just follow him around and look for more. And he was like, I just wanted to get the information out there, so I had someone put it out there. But he was honest about it. And, you know, it lets you understand that that's how these people do business. And this is one of the ways that information does get leaked.
I think it's just, I think a lot of it is guys like, what was that movie, All the President's Men? I think it's a lot of guys who think that they're going to, if they get the scoop, they're going to have a hit book. And you know, Brad Pitt's going to play them in a fucking movie if they get this fucking scoop.
Well, there's also that, but then there's just, if you're an investigative journalist and you're covering the president of the United States in this unprecedented event where a reality star has become the fucking president, and he's a liar, and he just keeps lying about shit and getting caught lying about shit, and there's a bunch of people that don't care that he's a liar. They're like, everybody lies, and they just jump on in with it, and you don't expect a higher standard of behavior from the number one most influential person in the free world. You know, he's still tweeting about, like, people that suck and people who get terrible ratings.
That's the crazy shit. I mean, I'll never forget it. I remember watching one of those Republican debates, and he talked about how fat Rosie O'Donnell was. I was like, can we do all the debates like this? I fucking love this. You know, like a roast debate. Like, how the fuck, even Rosie O'Donnell's got to be sitting there like, why are they talking about my weight on fucking
Rosie president? O'Donnell has decided to dedicate most of her Twitter feed to shitting on Trump now. She's losing her marbles, man.
Well, what about old Kathy Griffin, too? That was fucking insane.
What did you think about that? When you saw Kathy Griffin holding up that fake head of Donald Trump covered in blood, what did you think?
Well, all I think is how fucking badly do you need fucking attention?
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I mean.
Exactly.
What did you think best case scenario was? Like,
right.
I think if your viewpoint is that like you want the president's head, I mean, just to twist it, imagine Ted Nugent holding up Obama's head. Like,
right.
It's over, dude. Like,
well, Ted Nugent did at one point in time say he wanted Obama to suck on his machine gun. He did say that.
Words are less powerful than that, you know,
right.
Image, I guess.
Well, I heard a picture's worth a thousand words.
That's what they're saying now?
That's what they're saying.
Oh, shit. Well, I didn't know it was that. I didn't know it had gotten that big.
Yeah, maybe more than 1,000 if it's a picture of
what
Trump's
was it?
Head.
What was it for? I never found out.
She's just doing it to get attention. That's
what
it was
she's
for.
She's sticking around the house and just like, I'm going to hold up.
She had a photographer come over, and the photographer set up the thing. And, you know, they covered this mask with blood, and she held it up like she was ISIS. I mean, this is not, you're not
that's
talking
just,
about
just,
like
that,
guillotines
that,
in
that's,
medieval
that's a,
France.
That's I mean, that's just a sign of a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, not only, if that's your viewpoint, you got to be smart enough to know that that's only going to hurt your where you're coming
well,
from.
Well, not only that, she did this press conference and painted herself out to be a victim. She's saying he's a bully and he's trying to ruin her career. And then she was, like, celebrating the kind of comedy she does. She was like, you know, I've always pushed the boundaries, and I'm, you know, my comedy is, you know, it's not for everybody, but it's not. She was, like relishing the moment to express how she feels about her comedy or to sort of describe her comedy.
I'm like, and it's not a free speech thing. I mean, no one's saying she didn't have the right to do it. We're just all saying it's fucking lame. You know?
It's an attention thing. It's purely an attention thing to the point where there's no entertainment value to it. Like, it's one thing if you have some ridiculous idea in your head that is funny or is entertaining.
That's what I'm saying. What was the best case scenario?
There was nothing, no thought. It was just like, let's do this. People are going to see it.
Well, the only funny part for me was that, you know that guy Mike who does all the photoshopping for Joey Diaz? I don't know if you know him, but he's been helping me with some Photoshop. And the second I saw that picture, I go, do me a favor, put my head on Kathy Griffin's head and change Trump to Sam Hunt. And the dude fucking did it in 5 minutes, and it looks pretty good. And I put it up. So then I loved how some of the people thought I was like, no, it's a comment on the fucking Kathy Griffin thing.
I didn't hear about the Kathy Griffin thing until I saw her apology. That's how I found out about it. I found out about it through her apology on Instagram. And so I was clicking on this video, and it was her apology, and she looked like hell. She looked like she hadn't slept, and she was freaking out.
As opposed to when she looked awesome?
As opposed to when she looks hot as fuck.
Yeah. That's good Photoshop right there.
It's perfect. Your head sits perfectly on her neck. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I
hair's perfect.
My beard and her beard look exactly the same.
I don't think she has a beard, dude.
Okay.
But I saw the apology and just I was like, what did she do? Like she was like, I went too far. You know, I'm sorry. I've seen the comments. I went too far. I apologize. I'm a comedian, and sometimes we go too far. I was like, what the fuck did she do? And then I went and saw what she did, and I was like, oof. Like, God.
I wonder, I'm trying to think, like, have you heard anybody, even in the comedy, have you heard anybody defending her?
Yes.
Who? You have to say
I don't remember their names, but it was a defense of the intent behind it, which I agree with. The intent behind it, meaning what she was trying to do is be funny. She was trying to get some attention. She was trying to... It's like a joke that you do that falls short. Like, here's a perfect example. Bill Maher's joke. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So if people haven't heard, the senator from Nebraska... Was it a senator? God damn this fucking voice of mine. The senator from Nebraska, I believe, said you should come visit. We can have you work in the fields. And Bill threw his hands up and go, not me. I'm a house nigger. That's what he said. And yeah. Everybody was like, what the fuck? Like, what makes you think you can say that? And when he did, HBO released a statement. They were pissed off. And there was a fire Bill Maher Twitter hashtag thing going on.
That one, don't you think, to me, is a little more, at least I understand the intent of his joke.
Yeah, he was trying to be naughty.
Yeah.
He made a mistake. Look, here's the thing. He's working on a show, okay? He's working on a very important show for HBO that is a very high-profile show. There's an extreme amount of pressure, extreme amount of demands. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. He's probably working very hard. He's probably tired. And he's in the middle of this interview, and he's trying to make something entertaining. The guy gives him an opportunity, right? The guy says, you could work in the fields. And he's thinking, work in the fields? Work in the fields? No. Who works in the fields? Slaves work in the fields. Who's the guy that's in the house? Okay, I'm going to say this. And he just goes with it to try to be shocking because he's, you know, he tries to be that naughty, edgy guy. And it just was, it was lame. And it wasn't funny.
Yeah, I get more pissed when I see his shows. It seems like he's... When he makes a joke and they don't, he gets mad when they don't fucking laugh. That's the part that bothers me.
He's a silly boy. Yeah. But when he made a joke and it was lame, he was just trying to be funny. Like he was trying to entertain people. It's important to him. His show is important to him. It's a very good show. He works hard at it, and most of the jokes are really funny. And there's a lot of edgy, controversial jokes on Bill Maher's show that are really funny. And that's the line he pushes, and sometimes you cross that line, and he crossed that line. Is he racist? Fuck no. Is he a bad guy? No.
Yeah,
Is he an idiot? No,
yeah,
he made a fucking mistake. He's a human being.
It wasn't like the N-word slipped out talking derogatory. Mm-hmm. You know, he was trying to make
exactly.
a point about slavery.
He was just trying to be silly. He was trying to be funny. He was like, he's not like being, remember when Dog the Bounty Hunter got caught? Dropping a bunch of N-bombs about people? There's a way, look, there's no words that are forbidden. And the idea that that word exists in countless rap songs, but you can't sing along to those rap songs.
And yet I'm fucking banned from Walmart.
It's ridiculous. I think those rap songs are banned from Walmart too, though.
You know what I found out recently, which is those, there's Walmart versions of all those albums. I didn't know that.
Oh, where they take out the cuss words?
Yes, I mean,
I know that? I fucking ordered on iTunes once a copy of one of the not dead presidents. Who the fuck was it? It was one of those, like, hardcore rap bands. And as I was listening to it, it was all this, like,
backwards shit, yeah.
No, like bleeped out or like empty spots where there was the...
I downloaded an Eminem album and I heard all these backwards sounds. I thought it was like, you know, those old Sgt. Pepper shit. I guess they took all the bad words and just played them backwards.
Even worse, I listened to one from Gangstar and they had alternative words. Mm-hmm. Alternative words? And I was like, oh no. You can't have alternate words.
My thing is, why don't the hip hop guys and why don't just all those like Jay-Z or some big guy go, fuck this, we ain't doing this anymore?
I think they're not doing it anymore, but the reason why they do it is for money. There's so much money out there. I mean, if they can get their shit played on radio and get the more, it's all about exposure. I mean, you know, it's all about the most amount of people that you could reach with your stuff.
Yeah, well, they asked me to do a clean version. I said no.
Good for you.
But my morals definitely is going to cost me a lot of fucking cash.
Nah, I don't think so. I think in the long run it'll save you money because it'll elongate your career. Because if someone's a fan of yours and they're at a barbecue and someone pulls out the lame version, like, oh, you got to hear this guy's fucking hilarious. This guy's crazy. And then it's like, F you, bitch. F you, B. You broke my heart.
Screw you, girl, or you know, whatever it is.
Well, remember when CeeLo Green had that? Forget you? No, 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 no. It's not forget you. It's fuck you.
And why the fuck?
That's the song.
Again, why can't you say fuck you on the radio? I mean, I know why, but...
Yeah, it's stupid. Because a long time ago, people were dumb. And they thought that the sun was 17 miles away. And they thought there was an old man living in the clouds that had friends that used harps. And that you had to be careful with the words
you use. They really are clinging on to... the same thing in, like, you know... TV and like radio, they're still like, but like, dude, it's like there's YouTube, like, you know, yeah. We did it, we premiered another video from this record again. We did the Pornhub premiere, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, fuck this, let's reach the people. Fuck a, you know.
Yeah, you premiered on Pornhub, which is hilarious. How did that come about?
What happened was my people were just kind of like, you know, like, let's find a place to premiere. You know, they always do this thing where, like, you can premiere a video on, like, I don't know, what would be an example, like AV Club or some shit, you know, and Rolling Stone or something. I go, give me those numbers. You know, it's like so-and-so gets 50,000. I go, what about, look up Pornhub's numbers. It was like 200-something million. I think Rolling Stone was something like the 8,000th or something biggest website. And I go, check out what Pornhub is. And Pornhub was like number 19 in the world. And I go, I go, let's just reach out to them and see if they'll premiere it. I'll be the first guy to premiere a country music video on Pornhub.
The problem is when people go to Pornhub, they're sweaty and nervous, and they're just thinking about beating off.
Well,
so you get in the wrong mindset.
Well, I think after you beat off, you're ready to fucking chill out and listen to some good country.
Yeah, but you're also ready to hide what website you were watching.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what.
Going through your browser and erasing your history.
It fucking worked, man. I mean, I saw a lot of people, you know, like... I don't know how many people I could tell you that came up to me like I first heard about you because they don't want to admit it, you know.
Right.
But the numbers show that people fucking... It was crazy because we premiered it on Pornhub and they're like... It was almost like, you know, if you guys do this for me, I'll show that, you know, it works and you can sell things besides fucking boner pills, you know.
Right. Well, it's also... It's one of the things that if you did it, just knowing that you did it, people would go there to check it out. Like, he's premiered his shit on Pornhub. Ah!
Exactly.
And people
yeah.
go there to check it out.
Well, and it's funny because we put it up at like, you know, noon or something. And I was like, I thought it was like hundreds of millions. Like, the views aren't that high. And someone there was like, wait till 5 o'clock.
When people get off work and start beating off?
Yeah, I was like, at 5 o'clock, the numbers fucking just shot through the roof. It's like once that fucking work bell rang, it's like they were fucking.
Yeah, people get in trouble for beating off at work, right? You can get fired.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I wish there was like a section.
A place.
There's no country music section of Pornhub, you know.
You think there would be? There would just be the Wheeler Walker section.
Yeah, right now, I got to figure out how to, because I set up my own channel to premiere that video, and I got to figure out how to turn it off. I get alerts on my phone every fucking 2 minutes. So and so clicked like on your Pornhub video, or so and so like from like left a comment on your Pornhub video. It's like I got to get that shit off. It's all day. It's like I wake up in the middle of the night to like a buzz. Yeah.
Your phone's just
getting... I look at it and it's like, you know, Trump Jizz 44 digs your new song.
Did you ever look at some of the comments on porn website videos when they start rating videos and describing?
That's how I know what to fucking watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the star system is pretty good. But when you get to the actual words, you start feeling real uncomfortable. Like, yeah, what were you expecting?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't like how she winced when it went in her ass.
Huh? Jesus.
Yeah, like sometimes you'll go on there and you'll see the first thing is just like, don't watch this one. Fucking finish. He finishes inside her. You can't see shit. Like, yeah, well, like, thanks for the heads up. You know?
Jesus Christ. People get mad. They think it's fake. He's fake coming. Like, what? That's weird.
Yeah, I believe in fake news. I don't believe in fake cum.
There's definitely fake cum. I've seen it. I've seen fake dicks.
I've seen one.
He always has sex with his pants on because he's got a big fake rubber dick. And it has a button in it where he could jizz. And he presses the button and it comes out. It looks like, what's that Cetaphil, that face lotion that people use? Aerosol? What's that?
Aerosol?
No. That's for zits.
Oh.
Cetaphil.
Oh,
it's like that face soap. It's kind of like jizz looking.
I saw one of those too, and then right before he jizzed, it was like a hard cut. Like you could see, like you could tell that they filled up the fake dick machine.
Yeah, they had to pump it up. Get it to the top.
Well, I wish I could sit here and honestly say I didn't jack off to that one. But.
Wow. Now, do you think you're going to have more songs that come out on Pornhub, or is that a one-time thing? What about you, Jizz? You ever thought about going to one of the other competitors' websites?
Some,
might offer
some
you a
company,
better deal.
You know, some company called Perv City gave me a free membership.
Perv City?
Yeah, I never even heard of them. But,
they're looking to get through your webcam. That's what they're looking to do.
I think they were looking for me to mention it on your show, and I just fell for it.
Oh, you did it. Fuck.
I didn't mean to. Sorry.
God damn it.
But they got their money's worth, I guess. But yeah, I think if I could do only porn, I mean, CMT ain't going to fucking play it, so.
Now, they won't even play one of your clean songs? How many clean songs do you have? Like, with no swearing?
Zero. I'm rounding off there, but yeah.
Would you,
You know what's weird, too, is, so I got one of my new tunes. It's definitely an American thing, because I just, the CMT of Australia, whatever it is, one of my new songs from the new record is, like, in heavy rotation there. And it's singing about, you know, a stretched out pussy and shit in it.
Whoa.
And they play it in regular rotation. I guess they're just Australia. They don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck in Australia. They're savages. Those people, they're descendants of prisoners. And they're just freer over there.
And I didn't even send them the video. I think they took it off YouTube and just put it on fucking TV.
No, they're pretty badass in Australia. Legalized prostitution.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted me to come over and do some shows, and I'm like, that's a long fucking
trip.
You know,
it's a long trip, but you would sell out over there. But here's the thing, that weed's illegal there. Like,
really?
So backwards.
You
can
sing about a stretched out pussy on TV and weed's illegal.
Crazy. Legalized prostitution, no weed. Not legalized
weed.
How
soon do you think? Because I keep looking at I think weed's going to change big. Kentucky, you know, my home state, is the place where I think it'll be the most. Because I know a lot of tobacco farmer friends of mine whose families are in the tobacco farm business, which is like. They need that shit right now.
Yeah.
They would make they could get their business back, and I don't know why it's not legal there yet.
It's renewable. It's very easy. It doesn't require much in terms of like resources. It's less pervious.
I'm seeing the tide change. Every time I go home, you see more and more, you know, legalized, you know, from like more and more businessmen and shit in town, you know.
Yeah.
Cuz it would really help the economy.
Well, it's also people realize it's stupid. It's stupid, just like making whiskey illegal is stupid. It was dumb. They figured that out in the 1920s. And the fact that here we are in 2017 and they haven't completely embraced it, that's one of the things that pissed me off about this Jeff Sessions guy. Like, what a giant step backwards that asshole is. Yeah. Coming back with wanting to bring back Just Say No and marijuana users
like,
aren't good people.
It was basically, what's that crazy movie? It was basically...
Idiocracy?
No, what's the crazy weed movie from
Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness. Yeah. He was like acting like that. It's like
he's just a guy who doesn't smoke pot and probably never has and doesn't even know what it does. His idea of it is like people doing meth or sniffing glue or something. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's fucking, it pisses me off too. It's just like
Well, it's also, there's a lot of money involved. I mean, these guys are all whores. You gotta pay attention to like who's buttering their bread. And there's a lot of people that have a very strict agenda. And if you go out there and start talking about, look, that's one of the things that pissed me off about Hillary Clinton more than anything. She gave some sort of a speech, and in that speech she said that she was absolutely, in every sense of the word, against marijuana legalization. Well, fuck you, old lady.
Well, she also said she was against, she wanted flag burning to be illegal. right?
She was also against gay marriage until 2013.
Yeah, they just
want
to.
People forget things about her.
They just want to. Well, they just think when you just say the word Democrat that you're like you believe in all these things.
They're strategic. Their opinions aren't real. Their opinions are their strategic sort of conglomeration of ideas that they think are going to serve them well when they go out in public. That's what their opinions are.
And they forget that it's 2017 and everything. There's a record of fucking everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting pissed because there were a couple of weed companies who wanted to sponsor some of my tour, but it's too complicated right now because on different states, like, it could be like, I could get arrested in certain states just for
advertising
it, which is crazy. Like, so I couldn't put it on a tour bus or anything. So there's no way to really do it right now.
Yeah. And you also become a target in the states where it's very illegal, where cops have been arresting people for a long time. You've got them trained to arrest people. Then all of a sudden you tell them they can't. And they're like, what? Well, it's legal now. Like, what? Fuck that. Like, there's guys that still want to arrest people.
Out here?
Out here. I mean, there's still arrests that are taking place in other states.
But it's so fucking...
D.C., for instance. Washington, D.C., marijuana is legal. People are still getting arrested for it.
Yeah, they don't spread that around, huh? Because I didn't even know that.
Black people. It's not white people getting arrested for it. It's black people.
Black Twitter.
Yeah, well, they, you know, it's a reason that they can arrest you. They could find a reason to arrest you. And... Look, there's a lot of gross shit that goes along with law enforcement, but one of the grossest ones is that these fucking people have requirements for how many people they're supposed to arrest. They have quotas they're supposed to be making, or how many people they pull over, how many tickets they write. You know, it's been exposed.
The wrong guy at the wrong time, yeah.
Yeah, you're the wrong guy at the wrong time, or, you know, the cop just decides he's going to arrest you for it because it's federally illegal and he just makes a call. I don't know. It's not good.
Yeah, I mean, if it's fucked up that you could, you know, I could have a tour bus with, like, you know, bourbon on the side and go across the country and back, and that's fine, but which you can advertise on the fucking road where it can kill people.
Yeah, my friend Ron White, he runs around in a giant truck that has his number one tequila on it. He's got a huge bus, a huge-ass tour bus, which says number one tequila on the side.
They probably pay for the bus. Yeah, they probably pay him good money. And I was all psyched
It's his company.
Okay, yeah, I was fucking excited about some fucking marijuana money. Like, let's help me out, get a nice bus.
Yeah, people have asked me to partner up with them or to get involved, and I'm like, it ain't the time yet.
Yeah, I agree. You'd be target number one.
Like, it's just not. Doesn't it's worth it financially, but it's not worth it in terms of like the mental mortgage that you have to pay to be involved with something that's semi-legal.
I've always wondered about that, like. I always wonder, like, you know, like Snoop Dogg's on tour. If you see Snoop Dogg's bus, why wouldn't the cop? They do all the time.
You know? Oh, he's been pulled over before. He's been arrested before.
Yeah, it's weird to just be that adamant about it, you know.
Dude, they went after Willie Nelson.
Yeah, you don't go after fucking Willie Nelson.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if you're a stoner, a known stoner, all you have to do is just know somebody in a town. Like, you don't have to travel with it. Like, traveling with it is stupid. Like, people that get busted with weed, like, don't you know there's weed where you're going?
Yeah, but I don't think I've gotten off stage once and there hasn't been a joint ready for me for some dude I've never even met.
Yeah, you know? There's always something. But the thing is, do you smoke that weed?
I usually do, but...
I would say don't do it.
Every once in a while, I'll smoke it.
Be
and I'll,
careful.
Later that night, I'm like, something don't feel right. You
Be
know?
Careful. They're going hardcore. People are going hardcore. Some dude was telling me about this spray that he invented that's an acid spray. It's LSD in spray form. And he goes, just as many pumps as you take off of this spray is how deep you go into Alice's rabbit hole. I'm like, what?
Jesus Christ. Did you see that? There's a new documentary out that's actually...
I got scared just talking to him.
There's a documentary out that's pretty good. I don't actually like... I'm not a big Grateful Dead fan, but there's a documentary out now about him that was like... It's pretty crazy watching them in the old fucking days.
I lack the Grateful Dead gene.
I'm with you. Like
I don't get it.
I watched this to try to get into it, but it was the acid tests they were doing back then were fucking crazy. They would dose the fucking record company dudes.
Yeah. Well, people just dosed people back then, which is one of the things I think we're seeing.
That's a dick move.
Well, I think it's one of the things we're seeing with this Bill Cosby thing. I think people had a different opinion about dosing people. I think Bill Cosby was amongst a group of many people that were dosing people back then. I think it was super
common thing.
I think it was super common because they joked around about it. You know, Bill Cosby had a whole routine about giving people Spanish Fly. And he's joked around about dosing people. What was the TV show he did? He did a routine on someone's late night talk show.
Oh, I saw that. It was Larry King.
Dude, it's dark.
And
it's
He talks about Spanish Fly. Yeah. And even Larry King started laughing, as I would have, because I would have thought he was dicking around.
Right. You would have thought he was joking around. And then when you find out, I just think all those old dudes that used to go to the Playboy Mansion and hook up and, you know, meet all these young ladies that were very happy to see them, and all, I think they were dosing people.
I actually say that to girls when I take them out, and if I go to the bar and get a drink, and I'll come back with two drinks, it's like, do you usually do this? Because I'm cool, but like, how do you know? You know,
right? How do you know? Oh yeah,
You shouldn't be drinking this. You know?
Yeah. I won't take a drink if I don't know who it is and someone just hands it to me out of nowhere.
Yeah, that happens a lot too. They'll put shots on the stage.
Yeah.
And then they'll call me a pussy for not drinking. Like, I ain't drinking.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
I know people. I know people personally that have been drugged. I know several people that have been drugged. It's not uncommon at all. Hunt for tattooed woman who drugged and robbed two wealthy men of $200,000 worth of cash and watches after targeting them at exclusive Hollywood nightclub. Wow. The woman, 20, met two men at a Hollywood nightclub on March 5th. She went with them to an apartment in Studio City, made them drinks. Men say they passed out, woke up hours later, but she had gone. They claimed $200,000 worth of watches, cash, jewelry, or also missing. First of all, these guys are fucking assholes. They have $200,000 worth of cash and watches, and they're living in an apartment in Studio City. Shut up. What you guys were doing, you were pimping on a budget, yeah. Right? I know what you're doing, and you dragged in the wrong cat. You fucked up. You fucked up. Yeah, you got lucky. You're lucky you're alive. You're lucky you didn't wake up in a bathtub filled with ice with a big fucking incision mark where your liver used to be.
And you're lucky that you made it that fucking long and that didn't happen the fucking first week you tried that.
Dumbasses. You got tricked by a 20-year-old, you fucking rookies.
I might want to. It's almost like you almost want to, like, I mean, it ain't cool, but like you totally see where she's coming from. It's just like,
yeah, fuck these
fucking
assholes,
fucking dopes. You know?
Well, they might have been shitheads too. They might have been like real gross to her, and she might have been like, "I'm finna get paid. Just rob these dummies."
200. Yeah. I mean, it didn't sound like it was too tough for her either.
Something about drugging people, man. Like, it's a very dark, dark thing to do, though. Honestly, all jokes aside,
it's pretty fucking evil. Yeah,
you put something in their drink and watch it affect them. Like a lab rat. Like, you know, they don't even know what you did.
I know people that's happened to, like, I want to, maybe not even high school or even junior high, and they still aren't over it, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure,
it could,
man.
It fuck you up for life.
Rape. Yeah, you get raped.
But I'm saying, even, like, if you were, like, in ninth grade and someone dosed you,
mm-hmm.
and you had, like, the worst fucking day of your fucking life. Want to hear something crazy? My uncle in Nashville was a med student. Back in the 50s, and he, they came, the professor comes into class one day, and he goes, so here's the assignment for today. There's this new thing that government's testing out called lysergic acid. We don't really know what it does. So he goes, so here's your assignment. I'm going to split you up into groups of two. One of you takes this, and the other one has to do a report on how he reacts to it.
You want some weed?
No, I'm good. I got a show tonight, man.
You do your show sober?
I do my I drink a little bit, but I can't do. If I get stoned, I forget all the lyrics.
Really?
Because I forget who's fucking who and who's whacking who off. Oh. You know, it's like all the specifics. You know,
it's very critical.
Yeah, it's like I need to know that Rita's blowing this dude. And
I get it.
It's all the names.
You don't have to explain to me.
You've been there, but yeah, and it actually led to the lawsuit about when you weren't allowed that you weren't allowed to test drugs on students.
Oh yeah. But well, they did that to the Unabomber. The Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, was a part of the Harvard LSD experiments.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Dosing him up. They dosed the shit out of that dude.
Because then they originally think it was some kind of truth serum, maybe?
They didn't know what it was. So they were trying to figure out. Well, Albert Hofmann figured it out, right? He accidentally discovered it. I think he was coming up with a drug to induce labor. I think that was the original premise behind creating LSD. And he got some of it in his hands, and then on his drive home, through absorption through the skin, he was tripping his fucking balls off riding his bike. That's the whole story behind the understanding of LSD as a psychoactive substance in human beings. So they started doing all sorts of studies. There's some videos from I believe it was the British Army. They dosed their soldiers up, and they filmed them. and they're running around laughing and giggling, and they can't do anything. It's like a black and white footage from, I want to say, like the 50s.
Yeah, there was a lot of that crazy footage in that because I don't think it. I mean, it's hard to say because it's obviously influenced a lot of great fucking music. But
oh yeah,
also they were like these guys were so taking so much acid. There was a part in the movie where the drummer for the Grateful Dead was telling the record company guy. He goes, I always love these like kind of drugged out hippie stories. This guy goes, we want to take a microphone and we want to record the smog in L.A. We want to go out to the desert where there's clean air and record clean air. And put the two sounds together, that'll be a rhythm track.
Mm.
That's a lot of acid, man, to take. And they want that to be the drum track. And some guy at Warner Brothers Records in a suit's like, what the fuck are you talking about,
yeah,
man?
It's that Dead gene. I don't have that gene. I feel like if you could play the Dead to, like, a young fan of rap music that, like, never heard the Dead, like a young black dude, just, like, sit him down and, like, tell me what you think about this. They'd be like, what the fuck is this? That's how I feel. Yeah. I just don't get it.
It just sounds to me like, again, like a bunch of drugged out hippies just noodling around.
But I think
shit.
When you're on acid at the show, it's amazing. I've heard people say that. I was never a fan of the Grateful Dead until I saw them when I was on acid. I'm more than willing to agree to that because there's some songs that I've heard when I was tripping that, like, you go, oh, now I understand.
I remember the first time I got stoned heard Black Sabbath. I remember saying to my friend, like, are there people who listen to this without being stoned? Like, what does it sound like if you're, like, what's the point of fucking Black Sabbath if you're not stoned? It doesn't even make sense to me.
But yeah, but Black Sabbath, to me, I could still listen to, even not stoned. They've got some great jams. It's just that there's something about the sort of hippie nature of the Grateful Dead people, too. I was always like, well, you're just running away from life. Go get a job, you stinky fucks.
Fucking dirty hippies.
But then my own cousin became a Deadhead for a while. She's cool. She traveled with the Dead for years, and she was like one of those people that lived out of the back of a VW band. They would go to a store and buy bacon and eggs and cook them up for the people that were in the concert, and then they would sell them and shit. And that's how they got by. They'd sell bracelets and shit. Like, she lived like that for, man, I want to say it was more than a year. She traveled around with the Dead.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, because they had a big kind of country influence to what they did, according to this documentary. I'm like, well, I don't fucking hear it. You know, it's like, I love the idea that they were making kind of trippy kind of country, but it's like, that's not what I'm hearing in my ear.
Yeah, I get it. I get it if you're into that music. But I feel like it's like food. You know, there's certain people that I just, like my friend Tom. I have a friend, not Segura, Tommy Hershko. Hey, Tommy, shout out. Shout out to Tommy. He's a buddy of mine that I've always been a fan of spicy food. I can eat some fucking spicy food. I go deep, but not nearly as deep as this motherfucker. There's some dudes that I think their taste buds are just wired different. They can just take in a different level of spice than I can. Like, it must be affecting their body differently. And I know for me, like, I have friends that don't like anything spicy.
I don't
at
like
all.
Spicy shit at all, yeah.
Yeah, they just doesn't get to them. To me, I love it, man. I eat jalapenos pretty much every day of the week. I put hot sauce on everything. I'm putting a habanero sauce on everything. But some people, it just doesn't work with them.
The only
them.
Thing I can, I tried these shots of, like, super, it was like, there's some little shot you can take. I thought I was coming down with something on the road once, and they gave me this super, something like filled with vitamins, and it had some kind of pepper in it that was supposed to help me.
Oh, okay, and like cayenne?
Yeah. And it hurt. It hurt, but it fucking helped. It definitely helped.
Yeah, I wonder what the real science is behind cayenne pepper, but they always like to add it to those wellness shots to make you feel like it's doing something. Gives you a little, woo, it opens up your snot, starts
I think it's the way they market it, too. Yeah, I mean, you feel great right after you get the shot done because you're just kind of a, like, can't believe you got it down.
There was this place that we went to that doesn't exist anymore. There was in Encino. It was called Chili My Soul. And it was a chili place that had levels of chili, like, from mild all the way up to, like, I think, I forget what their system was. It was an X system or a number system. I think it was a number system. And I think the top was, like, 10. And one day I tried an 8. And they would give you a sample. And it was, like, the size of those. You know those little paper cups that you get, like, at a hamburger joint that you're supposed to fill up with ketchup? Like, it was that small, a tiny little thimble full of, I was like, this is so little. And they're like, just try it. Just try it for a sample. And I put that fucking tiny spoon in, like an ice cream spoon, like a sample spoon. I put it on my tongue, and I just started sneezing and hiccuping out of control. Snot was pouring down my nose. I couldn't believe how fucking hot it was. And that was just an 8.
I remember thinking, I had one of those, not probably not that hot, but I remember thinking, like, I'm never going to recover. Like, my mouth was burning. And then I remember sitting on the toilet just like, I was like, it's like I was like apologizing to my asshole for what I'd done to it. It's like, you know, it was like, it was just a fucking attack, man.
Yeah.
That's what I worry about, especially on the road. Like, you know, I could see how, like, you know, like a big band could go eat the wrong thing, get up there and fucking shit your pants.
Oh, for sure. There's also something about really spicy food that makes your shit just want to get out of your body immediately.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was like if someone had been in that stall at that restaurant in this particular case I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I would have fucking torn through my fucking, you know, I was going to shit no matter what.
Would
that
you
second.
Shit in the sink or the garbage can? Which way would you go?
Honestly, I think at that point I would have just probably
just shit your pants.
No, I would have taken. I probably wouldn't have wanted to ruin my pants. I probably would have just pulled them down, and just shit like on the fucking bathroom floor. I'll bet.
You think
it's hard to? It's hard to know. I mean,
what's the move though? If you want to be like, see, I bet there'd be a lot of arguments.
I probably would have gone to the urinal.
Really? Shit in the urinal. That's rough.
Well, if
someone's got to clean that.
Yeah. Well,
would you offer to clean it?
Fuck no. But I wouldn't. I don't think I would have. You know. It wouldn't have been too nice to do it on the fucking floor either.
Yeah, it's one of the rare things about going to a public place, like a restaurant or something like that. You're not, like, you shit all over the place. They don't go, hey, man, you got to clean that. And you're like, no, I don't.
It's funny. Before I ever hit the road, I was talking to some other.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, some other musicians. They were just like, the main thing about the road is, and you maybe know, is like, find a good place to shit. It's all about finding a good place to shit. And I'm like, I put my heart and soul into these records. Like, there's got to be more to it than that.
You're
you know?
Dealing with support people. They've already given up. Those
yeah,
dudes,
but
they've given up on their dreams.
They're
just like, to play drums on the road.
Yeah, exactly. But they're just talking about how, like, you know,
taking comfortable shit.
If you're in this town, there's this one restaurant that doesn't let you, that doesn't check you, make sure you're eating there. Like, you.
What?
Like, there's like a you know, they're giving me the fucking toilet tour of America. I'm like, you know, if that's my biggest problem, it'll be fine.
There's something about shitting in a bathroom in a gas station that's actually kind of satisfying. It's like, yeah, it's disgusting, but you're not going to ruin it. You take a terrible dump in that bathroom, you're just like, this is what I'm here for. Ugh. Or a park, when you go to a park and they have those stainless steel toilets that don't even have a lid and you just sit down on it. Oof, and you got to wipe all the piss off of it first before you sit down.
Yeah, those rest stop bathrooms are pretty nice. Yep,
sometimes.
I've messed some of those up myself.
Yeah, you can mess them up. It's a weird thing that that's where dudes chose to go to get together when they were gay and in hiding, like throughout the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. That was like the thing. You know, they would go to rest stops. That was like it was a hacky joke in the early days of stand-up comedy.
Really? Sounds like I got a new song.
Yeah, guys meeting at rest stops.
I should sell my album at rest stops.
You'd probably sell some, for sure. Truckers are one of the few people that definitely still have CD players.
Oh, yeah.
They probably have VHS still.
Well, I definitely have a lot of trucker fans. You know, I meet people after the shows. Like, you know, I drove fucking 36 hours or whatever, you know, to see that.
Yeah. We do too. Shout out to the truckers. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there just, I mean, if you're stuck in a truck for fucking 12 hours, you need some goddamn content.
Totally. I mean, I don't know how you do it without, like, I think some of those guys don't know technology that well, but without having access to podcasts or fucking Spotify, that shit. How'd you fucking
those guys
survive?
You'd be amazed. I think truck drivers are more in tune with that kind of technology, like entertainment technology, that they can
take in while
they're driving than anybody. What is that, Jamie?
It's the luxury sleeper cab for a long haul truck.
Oh wow, it's a goddamn apartment.
Yeah,
that's what I need to get.
That's that big?
Yeah, look at
that's like a camper. Holy shit. Well, that's cool for him, man. So he just goes back there when he's done. Oh,
yeah,
there's the thing.
The bed,
he goes
laptop.
There. He's got a coffee machine there and shit.
I can live in that. Yeah, one of my buddies got one of those with a shower in it, too.
He's got a magazine thing.
But, you know, still the rule, you can't shit in it, no matter what.
Yeah, you're not supposed to shit in those things.
However nice it is.
Well, people do it, though. They wreck those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sucky job for those poor bastards. And they all get fucked up backs. You're sitting in that chair all day. They need to get these ergonomic chairs. Yeah. For driving a car. That's what they need, right?
And hemorrhoids,
how come
too,
no one's
right?
Figure that out? Hey, Ergo Depot, I got a fucking task for you. How about you guys figure out replacement car seats? Does that make sense? Yeah, it does. You could sit in this. You could sit in this and driving cars. It'd keep you straight up.
Yeah, I'll bet there's tons of, like, cushions and weird shit you can buy for that.
Yeah, there are. They say the lumbar thing's the big one because it forces your body to stay straight instead of that, like, hump thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's probably uncomfortable shit that's probably good for you that makes your back.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're supposed to sit like this. You're supposed to sit straight up. That's why they say, like, those balance balls are really good. Like, sitting on balance balls are good because you kind of have to sit up straight.
Yeah, a lot of guitarists have a lot of back problems because, you know, you put it on it and it's not really that heavy, but just a little bit of weight every night of your fucking life.
Right.
You know, after 30 years, it'll start to get to you a little bit.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
In same place.
Yeah. I feel like people that wear backpacks, probably the same thing, right? It's just pulling on you just slowly but surely. Like women with purses. They say women with big tits. You wouldn't think that tits would fuck your back up.
Oh, a lot. Yeah, it happens a lot. I know people who've had breast reductions because it's helped their back.
Oh, I knew a girl who had one. Yeah, and that's another thing, too. Like when
I threw a funeral.
What's that?
I threw a funeral for her old tits.
Did you?
No, I was definitely bummed, but...
But for her, she's like probably like, God damn it.
It was always she was one of those girls who was always like a pain in the ass. Like, oh, I got these fucking giant things.
Giant jugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably annoying as hell. I get it. Imagine if your dick was so heavy, it'd like, hurt.
What do you mean? What do you mean, imagine?
I mean, imagine. Is your dick that heavy?
No fucking way. No, it's like... I was going to try, like the Sturgill thing, I was like the old one. I'm going to start a rumor here that my dick's too heavy and I got to be rolled around in a wheelchair to my shows.
Who was the guy that they said had the giant hog? Milton Berle. They would say Milton Berle would just whip his hog out just to settle everybody the fuck down.
That'll do it.
People be talking a bunch of shit, and Milton Berle would go, let me show you something here. Shut the fuck up. Just
yeah. Who's got the biggest fucking...
Just pull this hog out.
Like, how big what are we talking here?
10-inch limp.
Jesus Christ.
Monster hog. Fat.
Can you even get erect if you're 10-inch limp?
Yes, he could. Milton Berle could.
Jesus, that's like an elephant, yeah.
Milton Berle, on the rumors of his endowment. Let's hear this.
Don, by word of mouth, you never know how much truth there is to any of them. So just once.
It's like the Comey here.
For the record, Milton, is it true?
Are you talking about my endowment?
Yes, sir.
Endowments? Is it true? All I can say is that I'm still working on it.
What does that mean?
No. That's been thrown at me so many times, that question. I don't know what's so thrilling about is it true. I really don't know. I'm not the only man in the world. There are better men than me. Of course, you'd have to show them to me. No, I've had a little success with it. Even recently at 88. So it seems quite true. All I know that when I get an erection, I black out.
Well, I'll bet that's fucking true.
I really do hope that he was getting laid at 88. They say that. I had a friend and... one of her friends worked at a nursing home, and she was saying that they just fuck like cats and dogs in that place.
I believe it, yeah.
Those
what
old
else
dudes you... get a hold of Viagra, and they don't give a fuck. And it's like a dormitory. It's like they don't have any responsibilities because, look.
Viagra probably changed their whole fucking
life. Oh, yeah, changed the game. But here's the thing when you think about people in nursing homes, right? Essentially, no one can take you in, right? You have to be in a nursing home because your family can't handle you anymore, or it's just you need assistance. So as soon as you start getting assistance, right, you get assisted living. It's not good, but it's also you have less responsibility, less things to think about, less things to worry about. You're in this assisted living place, and you're with a bunch of other chicks that are just like you in the same boat. And they're like, come on, girls. And it's not like you get to a certain age, you just get tired of dick, right? They probably still want some dick, and they probably remember 20, 30 years ago when they were young and hot, and the guys can kind of remember it too, and they're like, let's just do this. What else are they going to do? Play bingo?
But also, yeah, their nephews coming by with fucking chocolates. I mean, you'd much rather have a dick than, you know.
Yeah, probably someone's coming by trying to change the will, get them to sign some shit. It's probably gross. Imagine talking to your relatives. You know they're trying to weasel you out of money.
Just wait. Yeah, we got an aunt like that in Nashville right now where it just feels like everyone's stopping by just to – hope to get into, you know, can I have your fucking apartment when you're going?
Oh, yeah. Dude, it happens. I know a family where the son tried to get the mom to change the will, and the other son found out about it, and they start suing each other, and fucking Christ. over your mom's money? Like, really? But it's real common.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And everybody thinks they're right, you know? So, I helped her. I have the right to this. And everybody gets real weird. Well, like Uncle Mike said that.
I always like it when they have those wills where the guy, you know, those really rich guys, and all of a sudden they'll be like a mystery, like $5 million to some girl who like they never knew, you know? there's some secretary who used to work for like 20 years ago that he stuck it in there.
Yeah, he's throwing dick at her for years. Nobody knew. That would be the best relationship. If you had like a secretary to keep her mouth shut, you guys just both smashed it.
And you could say, I'll leave you something in the will. You ain't got to pay her then. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? Paying her? Maybe she liked the dick.
As a gift? Yeah. I mean, saying like, it'd be a nice thing to, I'm going to start telling women that.
That you leave some money in the will?
My last album broke even. You can have half.
But with your reckless lifestyle, don't you think that they would be worried that you would die penniless? Because you're so impulsive and
I'm going to be penniless soon if these things don't turn around, but yeah.
Did your record really just break even, as many as you sold?
Yeah, well, I say that as a joke, but not really a joke, because what I did was I took all the money and put it into the new record.
Right.
So, in a weird way, I've seen no money from it, but I have...
The touring money, though.
But I'm putting everything I have into the new band, into the new record.
Do you mind saying how many albums you sold?
I forget what it was. I mean, it was a crazy number for physical. It was like over 50,000 physical copies, which is...
That's very rare.
Which seems rare, which to me didn't seem like very much. But
dude, someone brought me in a CD just a few days ago, and I was like, look at this thing. Who was it? Oh, it's Everlast. He brought me in War Porn. But here's another thing. Can you read that? You think you can read that bottom, the white part? What does that say?
Infestation?
Yeah, exactly. It says war porn.
Yeah, man, you got to fix the font on that shit.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. And he's like, no, it's art, man. It's art. I was like, okay.
Well, art, but people aren't going to know what it's
going to cost. Get out of here with that shit.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of issues, too. I'm fucking pissed at Spotify right now.
Why? What are they doing?
Here's my issue with Spotify, which is, I don't know if you guys use Spotify, but almost everybody does, and people don't know this. I'm going to get the truth out, which is, those big giant numbers you see on the thing that people do, people not like me and you, but there's these playlists that are fucking huge. Like, some people just go on Spotify, they'll listen to like country hits, you know?
Right.
Or country, wild country. I don't know why the fuck. They refuse to fucking playlist me. So everyone else's has these inflated numbers. But they, when I did your show the first time, Eating Pussy Kicking Ass became the number one. I don't know if you knew that. I probably sent you that info. They had the viral charts of what's going, the actual listens, the viral charts. Eating Pussy Kicking Ass was the number one most viral song on the planet after I did your show. I said, well, now can you put me on some of your like country playlists and shit? And the guy who runs the country playlist, it's back to the meet the new boss, same as the old boss shit.
Yeah,
is a guy from country. They hired a guy from terrestrial country radio who designs those playlists, and he won't put me on the fucking playlist because I say fucking dirty words. So I'm losing tons of listeners, and I can't get on the, you know, like when you see Florida Georgia Line with 100 million listens, a lot of those are just from automatic listens just from those fucking playlists, and people don't know that shit.
We had an offer to do one of those. Was it Spotify or the other one? Pandora or Spotify?
Yeah, they do podcasts.
But I was like, well, you guys have an app. Do you guys have money? Like, what's going on with this? Like, what is this? Like, you guys are just distributing content. So you must be making some money.
Well, they didn't want to pay you?
But it's very, 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 very little. It just doesn't make any sense that you would
do it. I'm one of the few guys who actually make, when it gets played, I actually make decent money from
Spotify.
How much? Because I don't...
You don't want to say how much online.
Because I own my own label. Most of those artists have to... The label takes all their Spotify money.
But what's confusing to me is, like, what's the benefit other than, like, being introduced to stuff that you never would have heard of before? Like, the benefit of Spotify is the same benefit you would get from radio, except it's streaming, except it's in real time, right?
Yeah, I mean, the benefit to me is to listen to I'm on the road, I haven't listened to this Zeppelin album in a long time, and then you have it. But
so, like, you can make a Spotify playlist, and people can listen to your playlist. Is that the case?
Correct. But
you could make one, and everyone could listen to, like, the updated one you share. Like, Diplo is a popular producer, and he has an updated hip-hop list. He updates it every few days.
But there's those official Spotify ones,
and then there's that's separate from Spotify official playlist. It's just when you search for him and follow influencer you like.
So if I started a playlist, I could put your song on my playlist.
Yeah, exactly.
And I encourage you to do it.
And then it would be on.
Yep. Yeah, but the people, for some reason, they own the interface, so they make it so their official ones are the big ones on the page.
Right.
So you want to hear the country hits. Like, this album's going to be in the top 10. They won't fucking play it.
Huh.
So I'm not saying I'm banned, but, you know, if they ain't going to put me on the playlist, then I'm at a disadvantage. Like, who the fuck cares about... I mean, is it that big a deal
but
to say fuck?
But they pay you, so they do pay you when it goes on. You actually make, like, you get checks.
Yeah, when people listen, I get paid, yeah.
See, this,
There's a band of, like, a year, you can't do this now, but they gamed the system and they made an album that was silence and told their fans to stream it all night long, and so they made a bunch of money just off of the streams being played of silence for like 8 hours.
That's a good idea.
How could you do that?
But there was no way. They didn't have any writing to stop someone from doing that.
Stop it now?
Yeah, you can't do that now. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
But there is someone up. I saw the other day. Someone upload like 8 hours of rain. So,
well, that's good to go to sleep.
Yeah, but
too.
Someone's gonna get paid for that rain track. Someone owns that recording of rain.
Yeah, you got to make sure you didn't steal it from YouTube or something.
Well,
I guess.
Also, someone had to actually be up for 8 hours recording. You should deserve a little bit of money.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who do that to tell their fans, you know, listen to this song, or just put it on repeat or whatever.
That seems ridiculous. That's a silly request, and it's unfair. You like, hey, make me some money.
They used to do it back in the day. Call your radio station and request my song on the radio.
That's different, though. Requesting a song and you want to hear it. That's saying you want to hear it. Saying stream my rain 24 hours a day.
But these playlists, you know, it's almost back. It's payola again. It's like there's one guy who's controlling basically all the radio.
Yeah.
It's like this one dude is just doing it. It's just like if you're his buddy, you know.
Well, any of those things, it's like whether it's Pandora or whether it's Spotify or anything, what you're doing is you're selling or distributing other people's work. So you're basically just a distribution center. I mean, that's all it is. Other than like the unique features of the distribution, but you can make playlists, or you can do this, and people can recommend things to you. There's algorithms, and if they could find out what you like, and then you go seek out those things. But at the end of the day, if there's no things to seek out, you don't really sell anything.
Like, well, that's what? like the YouTube, you know, people suing them. Like YouTube isn't anything. People forget. Right. It's just a player.
But YouTube has bandwidth, and the bandwidth is extremely expensive. It's a different animal because you're talking about they're not just streaming something, they're streaming video. Video is, you know, I mean, God, what kind of fucking, and they have to be able to store it when they upload it. I mean, what kind of storage is fucking YouTube?
Yeah, where
is
it all fucking stored?
It's your mom's house.
My fucking upper fucking cunt.
What? Is it different than like a museum, like maybe like YouTube? Where a museum is a building and they store a bunch of stuff that people come to look at and they have to make some sort of money to keep it running, to keep people there. I tried to make this argument the other day, but I was talking to someone about it. Is it the same or is it completely different?
This is an argument that it's in the ballpark.
Well, the argument with like when YouTube originally sold for like billions, right?
Right.
At the time, it was mainly just clips of other people's shows back in the old... Now they have original content. Now they have they pay people back. But back when it was sold, people made. There were dudes who made hundreds of millions of dollars, basically
off stealing,
selling off, you know, clips of fucking comedy
other people's
shows,
content,
other music videos.
So, yeah, that is an issue. It was a giant issue with YouTube, but they seem to have ironed out a lot of that. Like if we put up someone's content, like if someone has like it happens a lot with me with animal attack videos. Like anytime an animal's attacking another animal or some nature video, if you try to put that up on YouTube, you will get flagged and pulled off immediately.
Remember last time we got pulled because for putting up my song, and I was like, I told the distributor, like, I give you permission. It kept getting tagged or something, right?
Yeah, when we had Everlast on, when we were playing his war porn songs, we had to make sure that we had permission. They had released the flags on all these things for us before we ever did it. We had to, like, coordinate.
Well, I get flagged uploading my own fucking videos, which is weird, you know.
Really?
They say, do you own this?
Who owns it?
I own it.
You own all your stuff?
I own
your videos, everything?
I own my masters, yeah.
Even Eating Pussy and Kicking Ass, the one that was on Comedy Central?
I own the song. I don't own that video.
Okay. So when that video gets uploaded, though, like say if you took that video and you uploaded it onto your channel, would they flag it? Would Comedy Central flag it?
Maybe, but they would that one. Other than that, they would have a right to, I think.
Right.
But everything else, like, you know, like when that the Guys We Fuck podcast people called, they wanted to play a song from the new record on the podcast. It's like an intro music. I'm like, right. I give you permission. I own it.
Right.
Even if they come at you, there's no lawsuit because.
So you have something like that where someone's looking for people that are uploading your stuff to YouTube or things along those lines.
I've actually, like I was talking about those, like I have had like YouTube gamers who like want to like up. Can I upload your video to my channel? Right. I'll always be like, yeah, sure.
Right, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like somebody just creates a channel, just starts uploading your content, which happens all the time.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it around a lot, but you know.
But you don't have anybody that flags that for you.
I think. It's a good question. I think that there's a algorithm on YouTube that catches it. That because you know my distribution goes through this distribution company,
right?
And I think they have someone on their team who does I don't know how they know it, but there's definitely some kind of algorithm. You know, like you said, when you put it in, it hears that Everlast song.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's someone that does flag it for me, but again, I don't know. I think we're finding out, too. I don't know where the fuck my money's going. You know?
You should do some sort of a online video series, like where you're giving people like access to you getting on the tour bus, traveling, going to different places. Because, you know, you're doing this podcast now. I think that would sort of complement that really well.
Yeah, that'd be good, too. Well, hopefully, the thing Rick was shooting, if that's around enough, will show enough behind this. You know, that'd be a bigger version of something like that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And yeah, if you start doing it from Showtime and then take it to YouTube or wherever and start streaming it on the road, I think that's a great idea for you.
Yeah, it's been cool, but it's weird too because you get back into the whole like, you know, I'm giving my music, you know, the TV thing is going to be for myself. So how much do I sell myself the music? You know, it's like do I try to, you know, rip them off on the fucking price of the music? No, because I want the thing to. It's in a very, very weird areas where people are, like try to talk you out of just like, oh, just give me the fucking music,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Like if you do a stand-up special, I'm sure they've had negotiations. I'm not speaking for you, but there's probably times where they're just like, listen, this special is going to help you, so take fucking less money here. Do you do that? It's like. It's almost like they're doing you a favor, kind of, which I don't, you know.
They can do stuff like that. They can say, but you know, if they're right, they're right. If they're not, they're not. You know, I mean, if you're Chris Rock, they're not right. They have to pay Chris Rock. Like yeah. It's good for them more than it's good for him.
Well, I'm saying, like, have you ever had any issues with like telling? Well, guess what? Your last couple have been Netflix, right?
My last one was Netflix. My one before that was Comedy Central.
And like, you want them to like market it more? Have you ever had issues when they're just like, you know?
No, fortunately. No, Comedy Central was great. Netflix
I was going to say,
great.
The other thing, too, is you've got a bigger marketing outlet than any of them, so fuck
now me. I do, yeah. And Netflix doesn't really market. They put up a few billboards and just leave it alone. They, like, let people word of mouth. But that's the thing. Like, if someone puts out a comedy special, you know, like Ari Shaffir's comedy special, which is coming out July 18th.
He was just on here, right?
Yeah, it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. If he puts something out, comedy fans are just going to get the word out. Word of mouth. You got to go check it out. You got to listen to it. I mean, I found out about a lot of people's specials because
that was the main thing with my records, which was which I really loved was that it was old school. It was literally word of mouth. It wasn't like, I mean, there wasn't memes until recently. It wasn't memes or fucking YouTube ads and all that shit. It was just, you got to hear this shit. That's how I found out about it.
I found out about it from people sending it to me. Yeah. I already knew you were doing something, but then people just started sending me shit. Just randomly, that didn't even know I knew you.
Well, I think that it was, yeah, I think what happened is just, you know, it's like they never heard country music used with this. It's like, dude, you got to hear this motherfucker. He's talking, you know, like hip-hop guys in fucking country, and it's fucking crazy, you know. And they get all, you got to make, nowadays you just got to be so loud, I guess, is maybe what it is.
Well, it's hard to believe that you were the first guy that figured out sort of the Andrew Dice Clay approach to stand-up comedy. You know, I mean,
to
hilarious.
Country music, you mean?
Did I say comedy? I'm sorry. To country music. A comedy sort of shock comedy, like,
yeah,
entrance
I mean,
into
it's
country
weird.
Music.
It's like, I would just, like I say, when people tell me that, I'm just like, all I did was not censor myself.
And have
like,
fun.
And we the new album, I think you can hear us having even more fun than the last one. The last one I felt now, listen, it feels a little stiff almost, like I was trying to figure out. This one you can hear us having a fucking blast. It was like, because country music is so serious and the people are so serious, it's just like, you know, just fucking let loose and have some fucking fun.
Yeah, it's got to be so bizarre to see a room full of guys singing along to some of your lines. Then I sucked his dick and I kicked his ass. Suck dick.
Yeah, well, we got a new song called Puss in Boots, and one of the lines is a line about, you know, her tongue knows where my butthole's at, is in the chorus. You know, and I'm watching people scream that out, you know? It's like, I was dicking around, man. You know, like, don't do that, you know? I want a girl in a cowboy hat, her tongue knows where my butthole's at. That's a weird thing to hear back at you just as loud.
Yeah. It's weird when you were thinking, like, should I even put this in the song?
Well, it's weird. Just like, this is a crazy thought. What if I just go with it instead of trying to hold myself back, which is all the best shit, you know?
But obviously, the impact has been fucking tremendous. I mean, the results are amazing.
I mean, just the idea that we're playing the Troubadour tonight and it sold out a month ago is fucking crazy.
Yeah. You're selling out way in advance. And that's a big place.
Well, the Troubadour is like a famous, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of horrible fucking music got their start there, you know. And just for me to go up there and sing about Puss in Boots, you know, is like...
To conquest.
Like,
you've conquered.
Fuck you, you know. I'll
planted a flag.
I'll do this shit the way I fucking want to do it. Fuck you guys.
Well, it's another era. It's another representation of our era, that this world is not what it used to be. We're in a different place.
Totally. Well, that's why I kept bringing it back to this, which is just like, you can make whatever you fucking want. You don't have to censor yourself. Find the people who, you know, find the Rogans, whoever in your world that, you know, can get the word out bigger. You know, there's ways to make it, ways to distribute it, and ways to promote it without fucking sucking some network's dick, you know.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, this shit's available right now. Go get you some. Old Wheeler. Wheeler Walker Tour. The tour is available. You can check it out on Instagram. He's got a full picture of all the tour. 7/12 starts out in Atlanta, Georgia. Woo! Charlotte, North Carolina. Virginia Beach. He's traveling. Wheeler Walker Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks as always, guys. I love it here.
My pleasure, brother. Always good talking to you. We'll be back in just a few moments with Megan Phelps from the Westboro Baptist Church. Wow. Wheeler Walker Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck yeah.